Want to learn more about the Daily Examine and how to use it in your own life? Here's a segment from Nick Tassler's message on May 17th with Jacob Swell, where he explains how it works.
It's more productive to think of habits as examined or unexamined rather than good or bad. So when you think about them as examined or unexamined, what it means is we're not classifying rigid categories of good versus bad, but thinking about, well, how is this productive for me right now? How is it working to help me become the person I want to be, to help create a life that that really matters now and in the future? And one really great way to do this is a system called the Daily Examine that comes from the founder of the Jesuit Order of Catholic Priests, St. Ignatius Loyola. And he created this simple technique, and it's still widely used today, not just by priests or even by Catholics or even Christians, but atheists and agnostics as well. And what the Examine is all about is just at the end of every day, you simply spend about 5 minutes kind of replaying your day, examining your habits. Right? And the big insight that led to the Daily Examine for St. Ignatius was that spiritual growth really can't be reduced to a list of do's and don'ts. Right? Rules are just simply too contextually dependent. A good rule today could be a bad rule tomorrow. And so we can't get ourselves trapped in and boxed in to these tight rules. But a better way to do it, right, a way that we could still help support and actually take an active role in our growth is through this loosely structured process of daily examination. And so the Daily Examine has four parts to it, right? The first part is you start by expressing gratitude. And the point of this is just simply to kind of get your mind in the right place. You just close your eyes and you just say thank you, right? Thank God. Thank the universe, thank whoever you want, just thank you that I have another day of blood coursing through my veins and oxygen in my lungs. And that's it. Even if it was a horrible day, just thank you for giving me another day. And the next step is you simply replay the day. You go through what happened today, just the events. You're not making value judgments, what was good or bad, but I woke up this morning, I had breakfast, I went to work, I had a meeting, I talked to this coworker, this guy cut me off in traffic, I went to lunch, right? Just what happened today? And then the third step is where you ask for forgiveness. Now the point of this step is to riddle you with shame and guilt. No, right? That's exactly the opposite of this point, right? But St. Ignatius did call out that this is a likely possibility, that in the process of asking for forgiveness, you could fall into a guilt trap. And he kind of goes to great lengths to say that that's actually just as counterproductive as, as not examining your day at all, right? If you cause this examination to induce guilt and that keeps you in a rut, well, that's not going to help you grow any at all either. And so the way to figure this out, or the way to kind of counteract that, is he says that you really want to, when you're asking for forgiveness, the emphasis should be on the goodness of the universe, not the badness of you. So kind of what he's saying there, what he means is, think about the fact that we get to live in a world where no matter how badly we screwed up, no matter how badly we made a mistake, a big mistake, a little mistake, today, yesterday, the next day, no matter how badly we screw up, we live in a world where redemption is always possible. And it's as simple as asking for it. Saying, you know what, when that guy cut me off in traffic today, I probably didn't have to give him the bird, right? Forgive me for that. Or that work project, you know, maybe I could have given some more credit to the other people that helped me out instead of keeping it all for myself. Forgive me for that. And it's really that simple. And the beauty of it is it sort of frees you to start over the next day with a clean slate. All right, and so the fourth step is to tweak it. Now, I'm pretty sure that St. Ignatius didn't use the word tweak it, but that's really all he was talking about, is like, don't keep beating yourself up over it. If you made mistakes, you had things that you want to correct, just simply, this isn't a thought experiment. Think about, what are you going to do differently tomorrow? Tomorrow, I'm not going to give that guy the bird, right? Tomorrow, I'm going to say a nice thing to that coworker that I was kind of rude to today. You know, tomorrow, instead of ignoring that person that I saw on the street and pretending like they didn't exist, I'm going to go buy him a warm meal. Take me 5 minutes. That's it. It's that simple. And the beauty of it is, even if you don't do it correctly the next day, you get to start all over again. Ask for forgiveness again the next night and say, tomorrow I'm going to tweak it again. And so it just becomes this tiny little process of little tweaks that set you on the path to this pretty powerful spiritual growth.